Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, the drama is starting to build, if you're a Viking fan, in the first round of the NFL draft as we head towards number 12. Seattle's on the clock at number 9. There still hasn't been a quarterback taken. Obviously, they traded Russell Wilson and thought that this could be their opportunity to do such. Joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker hotline is Jeff Robinson, longtime scout of the Minnesota Vikings. He's been involved in, for different reasons, the draft this year and watching as this thing has unfolded. Jeff, first of all, thanks for joining us. Second, what has surprised you so far as we've gone through 8 picks?
Actually, not a lot has surprised me. You know, the talk going into the early part of the draft, you know, the last couple of days has been about who was going to go number one. Mm-hmm. But I really thought that the intrigue would start at number 3 just because, you know, Houston was kind of the wild card, in my opinion. And, you know, there'd been so much talk about Derek Stingley, you know, plus, minus, whatever. But I thought that the third pick is kind of where things got started. I mean, it's hard to argue with any of the defensive linemen from Georgia being taken early in this draft just because they were all so productive. And I think either way, Jacksonville couldn't go wrong whether they took Walker or Hutchinson 1 or 2. And I think Detroit, both of those two teams won out in that deal. But, you know, once that happened and then once Houston took Stingley 3, then you kind of knew the dominoes were going to fall and Gardner would go pretty quick after that. So I think it's kind of gone almost as expected. You know, really with there being so many receivers, I didn't think that those guys would go, you know, early, but I think you're going to start to see a lot more teams start to select receivers now that one has been taken. But this also plays out very well for Viking fans because there's still a lot of defensive guys left on the board.
Okay, so Trent McDuffie, he's the next corner maybe on the list for some out of Washington. Is he good enough to take at 12, or if you really want him, can you get him at 16 or 17 and make a trade?
Well, you probably can get him if you move back. But again, I say probably because you have to look at, you know, what teams are there that need corners, starting with Seattle. You know, Seattle needs corners bad, but they also need offensive linemen. And like you mentioned, they need a quarterback. So it just kind of depends. This is kind of the next wild card team making a pick. So if they don't take a corner, then, yeah, you probably can move back a couple picks and still feel comfortable that you're going to get McDuffie. And, you know, this next group of corners, there's probably 3 of them that are lumped in there together. So, you know, you won't necessarily feel that bad if you miss him because the next guy that's right behind him on most people's depth charts is pretty close as far as talent goes.
Yeah, so you don't want to get, you know, if you can get 1 of 3 and they're all close and maybe you get him in the second round, I don't know. Charles Cross from Mississippi State goes to Seattle. That surprises me a little bit.
Well, that doesn't surprise me because if you think about what has been happening with Russell Wilson the last couple of years, as far as the physical pounding that he's taken, as far as hits, sacks, and hits on him, then that was one of the big things that people were discussing when that whole trade happened with Denver. So I'm not surprised. And plus, they've got some older linemen that they're in the process of kind of transitioning into more backup roles, and so they needed an infusion of new blood on offense and on the defensive line, as well as in the secondary. So I think they probably feel like they can do something else later on, because I believe they have another pick coming up in this round. So I think that they feel like with their picks, they can add depth and quality players as well. So again, this all plays out well for Viking fans, because they didn't take a corner.
Okay, so you got the Jets and Washington on the clock before the Vikings. And Garrett Wilson and Jordan Davis have been mentioned often as potential number 12 picks that might be worthy of it. If they don't trade their pick, that those would be ones that they could take at the 12th spot. What are the odds that those two both get taken in these next two picks, do you think?
I think the odds are pretty high that at least one of them will get taken in these next couple picks. I mean, just looking at the Jets in particular, if you draft a quarterback high, like they did last year, at some point you need to provide some weapons around him to give him a fair chance to succeed. And if you look at the numbers that the receivers had last year, those wouldn't be numbers that you would say of guys who are, you know, very good to elite type of receivers.
Yes.
So I would think, I don't know if it's Wilson or not that's on their radar, but, you know, the odds of them taking one pretty early in this draft are pretty strong. Davis is kind of a lot of teams like him a lot. Other teams just like him because of the fact that, you know, you have to use him in the proper fashion to get the most out of him. And so if it's the right team, and I don't know if Washington would be that team, because I think five out of their last six drafts, they've taken defensive linemen pretty early. And so their salary cap is kind of maxed out as far as defensive linemen go. So I think that also bodes well for a team like Minnesota, who's thinking about defensive linemen. But, to me, realistically, you should be thinking more about pass rushers in the modern game as opposed to interior defenders up high if you have a strong need like Minnesota does, because they're starting defensive ends, or excuse me, outside linebackers, are both coming off of injuries from last season.
Jeff Robinson is our guest. Where does Jermaine Johnson get mentioned in this conversation? An edge rusher, as you alluded to, they're going to play some 3-4 this year from Eden Prairie, a junior college. He went to Georgia and then went over to Florida State and was the defensive player of the year in that conference.
I think if you were Mike Grant, you'd probably say, how about right now?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, realistically, you know, the guy has spent a lot of time in a lot of top flight programs. I mean, people talk about all the great defensive linemen at Georgia this year, but 1 year ago he was part of that contingent. So, you know, he's learned a lot, he's won a lot, and he's put in a lot of time to mature off the field. So I think that any team that gets him in this group right here would feel pretty good about themselves.
Yeah, if the Jets take him, they'd have he and Blake Cashman, two Eden Prairie kids at linebacker. That might be a first for Minnesotans if that would happen.
There you go. I mean, it definitely speaks well about the Eden Prairie high school.
They're linebackers, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So now take us inside the draft room, though, Jeff. Right now, the Minnesota Vikings, you know, they know who they covet, all these things. What's going on right now? Are there contingency trades in place that say, hey, if Davis and Wilson, if we both like both those and they both get taken, then we automatically go to 17 because we know we can get our guy there? What's going on right now in the draft room if you're the Minnesota Vikings and you're at 12?
Basically, as at each number draft pick, you're looking at three guys that you like, you know. So if one of those guys gets taken, then you're pulling up that next peg so that you always have three players ready to go. And again, like we talked about a few minutes ago, if you think that you can move back a couple spots and still get that same player, then obviously you're going to try to do it. But you also have to have a willing partner to be able to do that. So sometimes, you know, why that clock is running and everybody's wondering, well, what's taking so long. It's the fact that you're trying to, you know, get on the phone with a team that realistically will make a trade with you. And it doesn't always work out that way, because a lot of times another team's three names are very similar to yours, or if it's a team in your division that has that next pick, then they don't always want to work out a deal with you, because they know what you're trying to do. So it's a chess match that takes place in the first round in a 10-minute window. And, you know, really that 10-minute window isn't very big when you're trying to, number one, identify teams that you can work with, and then two, get them on the phone and work out all the details.
Garrett Wilson just went to the New York Jets. That means there's one pick before the Vikings make their pick. And can we take a quick break here, Jeff?
Sure.
Let's build a little drama into this thing. And when we come back, we may or may not know who goes 11, but then we'll put Jeff on the spot and see who he takes at 12 once we know who 11 is. Jeff Robinson, former scout, Minnesota Vikings, played at Northwestern, knows the game very, very well. Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline featuring Jeff Robinson, former Vikings scout, who sat in the draft room for many, many years as they approached their pick. We're at number 11 now. The Vikings pick 12. It belongs to New Orleans via trade from Washington, and we still have not seen a quarterback taken yet. Let's assume that New Orleans wants a quarterback, first of all, Jeff, because they need one. Which one of the oft-mentioned four or five do you like the best?
I like Malik Willis the best
from Liberty
group, I think. Yeah, I think he's got the biggest upside as far as long-term potential goes. I don't think any of this group is ready to step in and start and play significant minutes right away, but I think he's got the biggest upside overall. However, I think this is probably a little too early for a quarterback.
Still too early, huh?
Yeah, I think.
But don't you think New Orleans, if they wanted this spot and they need a quarterback, wouldn't logic dictate that they did this to get a quarterback or not?
To me, logic says that they did it to get a receiver that they're angling to get. And I don't know if that's Olave from Ohio State, or I don't know which one it is, but I'm thinking that it's probably more one of those skill position guys than it is a quarterback at this point. Because if you look at it, I mean, they still have two viable quarterbacks on their roster.
Yep.
You know, right now. So there's no immediate need for them to rush to get a quarterback.
Yeah, Olave, I mean, he lit the Gophers up, and so did Wilson that night. They ran all over the Gophers or threw the ball all over the field against the Gophers. Some people thought Olave was better than Wilson, Wilson better than Olave. You think he's a game changer? What do you think?
Yeah, I think he is a game changer. He's a very good route runner. I think he's actually spent some time working with Chris Carter. I think both of those guys have. But very good route runners, very, very smooth with quickness in and out of their breaks, and speed to beat you deep, which I think Northwestern found that out, too, against these guys. So, you know, they're both game changers. And, you know, the Williams kid from Alabama was also a part of that Ohio State receiving contingent until this past year.
That's right.
I mean, it's unbelievable if you look at the amount of talent that Ohio State has had at that receiver position. But I think it's either Olave or Williams would be my guess right now at the receiver position.
One thing that is not missing is a crowd for this draft, man. It is unbelievable how they've shown up in Las Vegas. At least in some places, the pandemic is over, Jeff.
Well, they waited 2 years to get the draft, and obviously they're showing that they were ready for it. If you're going to have a party, I don't know if there's a better place to do it than right in Vegas right now. And yes, you're right. They're not looking like there's a pandemic down there, but they're definitely having a good time. There's no question about that.
Yeah, and you got to remember, a lot of this is outside, too. You can't tell that sometimes from the shots that you see on TV, but a lot of this is being held outside. So the Vikings now either have a deal to trade back, or they know that there's enough guys on the board that they really love at 12. What do you think?
That's correct. So what I would say is, since the pick is in, they know who that person is that New Orleans has taken. So either they're trying to move back and use up all their time, or they're getting the person that they like the best on the phone so that they can let him know that he's a member of the team.
Is there ever an argument right before the pick? I mean, does it ever come down to, you know, we remember the year the Vikings didn't make a pick, didn't hand a pick in when Mike Tice was there. They ended up with Kevin Williams, who turned out to be a great pick. But, you know, they didn't get the pick in. Is that because there's such conflict right before?
Yeah, there's always conflict just because of the fact of, you know, one, you're talking about, again, you're trying to talk to other teams about trading back or trading up. You're also trying to talk amongst yourselves about, okay, is this really the guy, since we know that these other guys are still on the board, despite the fact that you've analyzed it and overanalyzed it for weeks. So there's always a lot of back and forth. And then, of course, you get other factors, like we've talked about earlier, you know, in other conversations, with the salary cap being involved, and, you know, how easy is it to deal with this player's representatives and all these things. So a lot of little factors come into play, but usually by the time you get to that 10-minute mark, you can whittle it down to, okay, this is who we like and this is who we're going with.
And if you scouted the player that they like in your area and it was part of your deal, do you give them one more paragraph on why you believe or don't believe he should be the guy?
Well, no matter who it is or what round of the draft it is, you always want to voice your opinion about a player. So despite the fact that you've been meeting for 2 weeks about all these guys, yeah, if one of your guys is on the board, then you definitely put in one or two more final plugs, just so that everybody's listening to you, or hopefully listening to you to get your guy.
New Orleans Saints, their pick is in, and they have selected Chris Olave. So you've got back-to-back Ohio State receivers. I don't know if that happens very often, going consecutively to the Jets and the New Orleans Saints. And just as you predicted, Jeff, they got the guy that they wanted, and they feel good enough about the quarterbacks they've got right now.
And if you look and see that Detroit is now on the clock at pick number 12.
Are you saying we got a trade?
That's correct. So the Vikings have traded.
They have traded back, and they've traded unusual. They've traded within their division. Okay, what is that telling you?
That's telling you, one, that there's a lot of guys that they like, but not at that spot later on in the draft. But it also tells you that Detroit is moving up because there's somebody that they really want.
So that means the Vikings...
Detroit's next pick was pick number 32, so
right.
I don't know if they gave up 32 and 34 to get who they want, but...
But all of a sudden now, I mean, I appreciate it, but that means that the Vikings aren't going to pick till like 10:30 tonight, you know?
That's correct. I mean, the last pick, they're going to have the last pick of today.
Yeah.
Which will put you realistically more in the line of, that the latter part of this next group of corners, but there's still going to be a lot of good pass rushers in that group.
So if you got 32 and 34, you could sandwich a couple of pretty good players, is what you're thinking here, and there's not that much difference right now, is what they're saying. Is that the way you see it?
Yes, that's exactly right. Because, I mean, obviously, if you have a chance to get pick 32 and 34, which Detroit had, you know, that kind of works out well for Detroit, because it gives them a higher level of guy that they player that they were targeting. But now Minnesota gets to add two players to help them restock at whatever positions they okay. so deem.
And a bit of irony in it, that means that Chris Spielman, the brother of just fired Rick Spielman, made a deal with his former team, the Vikings. So I guess you put personal stuff aside when you need to improve your team, huh?
Well, yeah, because at the end of the day, it's all about improving your team. I mean, with Rick and Chris in particular, you know, they would hug afterwards, but not while it's going on. So.
All right. Hey, Jeff, we appreciate it very much. You can take a nap now before the Vikings pick, but thank you. Thank you for the insight. Appreciate it very much. Just great to talk to you and guiding us through this. So thank you so much. Appreciate it.
No problem at all. You take care. Thank you.
You bet. Jeff Robinson, nice enough to join us. The Lions send number 32, number 34, and 66 overall to the Vikings for number 12 overall and number 46. And I get it. If that's what you feel you need to do.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.